Welcome to the ANPTL4 and Adipose RNA update for Wednesday, April 29th. This is your weekly read on what is moving in ANGPTL4 biology and in tissue-tropic RNA delivery to fat. The headline this week is that ANGPTL4 had a very productive 7 days in the literature, with 5 new papers expanding its footprint across diabetic eye disease, liver cancer, acute lung injury, head and neck cancer, and diabetic kidney disease. The other half of the show, adipose-targeted RNA delivery, was quiet on the index side. No new siRNA, antisense, or lipid nanoparticle papers showed up in PubMed this week aimed specifically at fat tissue. That is a real signal worth noting. The adipose-tropic delivery field has been moving more in preprints and conferences than in the index journals. We will keep watching. Let us start with what I think is the most clinically interesting paper of the week. A team writing in the journal Diabetes reports that ANGPTL4 drives an unusual lymphatic-like remodeling pattern in proliferative diabetic retinopathy. They started with a clinical observation. In patients whose proliferative diabetic retinopathy responded poorly to anti-VEGF therapy, the vitreous fluid showed elevated ANGPTL4 and elevated VEGF-C. Critically, anti-VEGF treatment did not bring those levels down. Then they went to mice. Both full-length ANGPTL4 and its C-terminal fragment, when introduced into diabetic retinas, drove pathologic new vessel growth and a lymphatic-like signature, with markers like LIV-1, PROX-1, and VEDFAR-3 going up. When they knocked down ANPL4 in the oxygen-induced retinopathy model, hypoxia eased, neovascularization fell, and vessel leakage was reduced. Mechanistically, ANPTL4 binds neuropilin-1 and VEDFAR-3 to drive lymphatic endothelial proliferation. That is a pathway distinct from the classic angiopoietin-Ti axis, and it is independent of VEGF-A. The take-home is that ANPTL4 may explain part of the anti-VEGF refractory phenotype in proliferative diabetic retinopathy and is a candidate target for that gap. Now stay on the theme of resistance to anti-VEGF therapy, because a separate group writing in Neoplasia found something parallel in liver cancer. In hepatocellular carcinoma, they describe a positive feedback loop between endothelial cell-specific molecule 1 and ANGPTL4 that stabilizes fatty acid synthase and pushes lipid metabolism toward a particular triglyceride called triolate. Triolate then activates NF-kappa-B and IL-17 signaling in the tumor and induces an adhesion molecule on endothelium that drives angiogenesis. In xenografts, knocking down either node suppressed tumor growth and adding triolate back rescued it. In patient samples, this axis was elevated in tumors that had become resistant to bevacizumab. So, both the eye paper and the liver paper are pointing at the same broader pattern. When you blockade VEGF, ANPTL4 quietly rises and helps the tissue route around the block. That is a unifying story worth tracking. A third paper, in the FACIP journal, takes ANGPTL4 in a completely different direction. Human bone marrow mesenchymal stromal cells, when activated with a PPAR beta delta agonist, secrete much higher levels of ANL4. The secretome from those activated cells improved lung epithelial repair in cell culture and improved endothelial barrier integrity in a mouse model of acute lung injury. When the authors licensed the cells with serum from ARDS patients, the effect got even stronger. An anti-ANGPTL4 antibody blocked the benefit, which confirmed that ANGPTL4 itself is doing the work. So in this context, ANGPTL4 is not a villain. It is a paracrine repair factor that can be deliberately turned up to make cell therapies for ARDS more effective. That is a useful counterweight to all the loss-of-function programs that target ANGPTL4 for cardiometabolic indications. The fourth paper in Oncology Reports is exactly the kind of tissue context twist that should make any drug developer pause. In a retrospective cohort of 137 patients with oropharyngeal squamous cell carcinoma, low ANGPTL4 expression was an independent predictor of worse overall survival and worse disease-free survival, with hazard ratios near 3 and 4. Knocking down ANGPTL4 in head and neck cancer cells made them proliferate faster and raised Ki-67. So in this epithelium, ANGPTL4 acts as a brake on cancer progression. That is a reminder that ANPTL4 is highly tissue-dependent. Any program that aims to systemically inhibit it has to think hard about tissue selectivity, which loops directly back to the delivery question. Rounding out the papers, a review in Diabetes Research and Clinical Practice ties ANGPTL4 into diabetic nephropathy by way of two pathways, the classic LPL inhibition and lipid story, and integrin-mediated effects on vascular permeability and tissue remodeling. It also weaves in the role of OGL-CNAC protein modification, which is upregulated in diabetic nephropathy and which intersects with ANPTL4 signaling. Useful background for anyone modeling ANPTL4 across cardiometabolic complications. There is also a smaller paper in Scientific Reports this week showing that propofol anesthesia upregulates ANGPTL4 and slows colon cancer cell behavior in vitro. A small finding, but worth noting if you track perioperative biology. On adipose-targeted RNA delivery, again, no new indexed papers this week describing siRNA, antisense oligonucleotides, lipid nanoparticles, or GalNAc systems aimed at fat tissue. We are not going to pad with off-topic delivery papers. The Patent Watch is also paused this week. The patent search is awaiting API access setup, which we expect to bring online soon. So what to take away? ANGPTL4 keeps quietly emerging as the workaround pathway when VEGF is blocked in both diabetic retinopathy and liver cancer. It also keeps showing up as a Janus protein, harmful in some tissues and protective in others, which means tissue-selective delivery is probably the only way a clean ANGPTL4 program ever lands. Which makes the empty week on the adipose-targeted RNA delivery side more notable, not less. We will keep watching the preprint servers and conference abstracts for that side of the field. That is your update. Talk soon.